Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
It's tricky enough being a teenager or a preteen without the added concern of problem skin, breakouts and acne, but it can come with the territory at that age. So when is the best time to begin taking care of your skin and what are the concerns that can crop up in our younger years? Our resident skincare expert, Dr. Rosemary Coleman, is with me now to discuss all of this. And if you have any questions for Rosemary, 51551. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us, Rosemary.
Good morning, Claire.
So how important do you think skincare is for the preteens and the teenagers? What do they need to be doing?
I think they need to leave their skin alone until they have a problem. Just like we wouldn't have a skincare regime for a baby or a toddler, we just wipe the dirt off their face. What I'm seeing an awful lot of is dull, overwashed, irritated skin from youngsters following the social media, financially motivated influencers, it has to be said, Claire, who are telling them to double cleanse twice a day. And they're being told to wipe off the cleanser with cotton pads, which leave a film of chemical on their skin, which has actually been designed to be washed off. So it's very irritating. So I say, as I said before, a wet face cloth, which of course is totally sustainable, it'll see you through your life, preferably muslin, that's my favourite, and only start a skincare regimen when the children and teens are developing problems like acne or eczema or any other skin problems, or wearing makeup or fake tan.
And then the regime should be very simple, should it?
Very simple. I really do spend, in the last 5 years, it's amazing, I've spent all my time in the clinic paring back complicated skin regimes in young people and literally paring them back to the morning SPF and a nighttime cleanse. They don't need to cleanse again in the morning because they've put nothing on their skin, even if they did put on a moisturizer. So there's no need to start scrubbing again in the morning. What that's doing is it's stripping the oils from the skin. It's altering the pH, which alters the microflora. They get overgrowth of mites. And it disrupts the natural integrity and barrier of the skin, leading to a lot of sensitivity and redness. So what I find is a lot of my middle-aged patients are saying to me, what skincare regimen should I be doing for my 9, 10 and 11-year-old? They're all getting their hands on masks. They're doing lots of stuff at home and they want me to buy them cleansers. What do I need? And they just don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying don't really do anything other than clean your face with a muslin cloth.
That's exactly right. Tear it right back. Once you start to see the blackheads, which of course can appear at 8 or 9 in some girls in particular, when the adrenals kick in, making male hormones well before they get periods. So around 8 or 9, you can start to see blackheads and mild acne appearing. And another problem I have is that if they think that skincare and overwashing is going to solve the problem, they may even delay getting medical advice for acne. So I would definitely, when you start to see the blackheads and the zits appear, I would go into your chemist where you can get really good, inexpensive, over-the-counter skincare for acne-prone skin and just start simply with a cleanser at night for acne-prone mm-hmm. skin.
And I assume now for our first questioner that that's the advice you're going to give them. This person has two teenage boys, 16 and 17. They don't have problem skin as such, but they regularly get spots and their skin can look unclear. So you're talking blackheads and blemishes. So this listener would like to know, what kind of skincare routine should I try to get them to follow? Is it just what you've said? Just get a some sort of over-the-counter chemist treatment, Rosemary, that might help?
Well, I'm really glad that question was asked, because what that listener said is they don't have a problem, they don't have acne, they just have blackheads and spots. But that's acne, Claire. And acne is underdiagnosed. And as you know, there are lots of things that can aggravate it, including their diet, the skincare they're putting on, etc. So I would definitely start by going into the chemist, getting a wash for acne-prone skin, and even a moisturizer. There's some moisturizers with ingredients like salicylic acid or benzoyl peroxide. They can all be bought over the counter. But if that person sees even a single depressed mark on the skin, get the children into the GP fast, because over 80% of acne can cause some degree of scarring. So if you get acne early, you will prevent scarring.
Mm-hmm. But if not, you could run into trouble.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I have another one about an eight-year-old girl who gets a red rash on her upper legs and regular sore spots there too, like boils. The GP said this could be a virus that might take a year to clear, but it's quite distressing for her.
Okay, and I'm sure the GP is right because they've had the opportunity to see it. But it could also be carriage of a bacteria called Staphylococcus aureus in the groin folds, plus or minus the perianal skin. So often in that situation, a skincare regimen using antibiotics, topical antibiotics, and antiseptics on the skin for a couple of weeks might clear that. It sounds like a condition perhaps called furunculosis or a type of boils that will occur, particularly if the skin is hair-bearing. It's quite common.
Okay, so perhaps antibiotics and antiseptic cream to deal with that. Here's an interesting one. My 15-year-old son had really good skin until he contracted chicken pox recently. He got a very bad dose. He seemed to be covered in the chicken pox. They've since cleared up, but he's left with some scars on his face. I've also noticed he seems to be getting a lot of spots now, whereas he didn't before. I put him on a Revive Active So supplement to give his immunity a boost and bio oil for the scars. Is there anything else that might help his skin to recover?
Yes. Poor lad. First of all, stop the oil. And the oil is probably causing the acne.
Okay.
And the scars will improve with time. And after a little time has passed, they can even be lasered. But also the stress of that illness could also be triggering it for him. And on top of that, he is at a common age whereby acne can start. So stop the oil. Irish skins don't tolerate oils very well, Claire. We just don't. The Celtic skin seems quite intolerant. It can lead to a lot of acne and rosacea, even though, again, they were trending on social media for a while. Everyone was into tea tree oil and rosehip oil. Well, they were all coming in here, and I had to stop them. So I would say into the chemist, get the skincare products from the common over-the-counter ranges that your pharmacist will advise you on. The scarring can be improved. Give it a little time to settle. Over the next year, that scarring will automatically improve,
mm-hmm.
and we could take it from there.
So it may be related to the chicken pox, but it might just be coincidence too.
It could be coincidence that he's a teenager and this is the most common age to get spots, but the oil is not, and the oil is not necessary for those scars. I don't want to run into trouble with making further comments on that.
Oh, okay, all right, we take the point. This one from Fiona. A burst blood vessel has just appeared on my daughter's face under her eye, and it's quite obvious. I mentioned it to our GP in passing, and she called it spider angioma. She advised nothing be done until my daughter is old enough. She's 8, she's aware of it, she's slightly conscious, which I'm sure will escalate as she gets older. Is there anything that could be done at this tender age?
I think your GP's advice is spot on. It's a spider angioma or a spider nevus, very common at that age group in that location, and they often spontaneously clot off and go away by themselves. I find that even when children that age are brought into me, they're quite intolerant of laser at that age because you have to put eye shields on, and that's quite frightening for the child. So my advice would usually be reassure the child that it's going to go away, and then by the time it doesn't, if it doesn't, in a couple of years' time, it will only take 2 seconds with the laser to get rid of it.
When they're old enough to be
when
able to cope
with
it.
When they're old enough to not be traumatized by it.
Now, my 16-year-old son has very severe acne on his face. This is from Paul. The spots are very red and inflamed, and he's starting to get very down about it. What can we do to ease his discomfort, diet-wise or when it comes to the skincare routine? And maybe actually if we focus there, Rosemary, on the diet, what helps?
Okay, well, first of all, he needs to go to the doctor today. Okay, so he needs medical treatment. That's a really important case. That case cannot be controlled with topical skincare products, with cosmetics, with all the stuff you read about on social media. He needs medicine. With regards to diet, the food that aggravates acne are the foodstuffs are dairy, sugar, nuts. In some individuals, eating more than 3 eggs a week, unless they eat an awful lot of white fish to counteract that. One study showed that. And a common one that I find is bananas, and that's really because of the sugar, because bananas are so high in sugar. So They're the food categories broadly, but there's a lot more to it. He has a medical condition which needs medical treatment.
All right, and that's good advice. And you're saying that that person should go to the doctor and get that checked out, and maybe the diet can be looked at by taking things out and seeing how the skin.
As part of the whole thing, mm-hmm. The diet alone won't work, and if he's eating a bad diet, the drugs won't work. He needs to do the whole lot and appropriate skincare that is not making his situation worse.
Dr. Rosemary Coleman, thank you as always for joining us, and consultant dermatologist Dr. Coleman will be back with us in a couple of weeks. So if you do have any questions, now is a good time to email them into us, todaycb@rte.ie. And a reminder that you can listen back to that item and all of our shows on the RTE Radio app, or you'll find us at rte.ie/podcasts. In the headlines, a 17-year-old boy has been sentenced to life in prison for murdering a woman who was walking home from work in Dublin's north inner city 3 years ago. And that's it from us for today. Thank you very much for listening. Today's programme was produced by Niamh Lyons, researched by Emma Cawley. Our broadcast coordinator was Louise Kerr-Ross, and Dave Gibson was on sound. We'll be back with you tomorrow from 10 a.m. In the meantime, it's over to Louise Duffy.